Hey there, and welcome to episode 53 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. My name is Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm thrilled to have you join me today. I am so excited for the next three-part composer series that we're kicking off in today's episode. We are learning about a composer whose piano music I love to play and played for many piano competitions when I was a younger student. French composer Claude Debussy. Debussy, born in 1862, had a bit of a challenging childhood. He lived in a very poor suburb of Paris. His father, who was a traveling salesman, was arrested for taking part in a French uprising. While in prison, his father became friends with a pianist whose mother was a piano teacher. When that pianist was released from prison, he made arrangements for 9-year-old Claude Debussy to take piano lessons. At the age of 10, Debussy was one of just 8 pianists admitted to the Paris Conservatory to study piano and composition. A wealthy Russian millionairess became his patron, and he traveled with her to palatial homes throughout Europe during his long summer vacations from the conservatory. During this time, he fell in love with a famous singer who inspired many of his early works. This was a very emotional, stormy time in his life, which contributed to the beautiful sensitivity that you hear in some of his early works, such as his most famous composition, Clair de Lune. In 1884, he won an important prize for a piano composition and was given a 3-year stay in the Villa Medici of Rome, Italy. Now, this was supposed to allow him to pursue his creative work because he would be surrounded by beautiful and lovely things in this magnificent Renaissance-style palace. However, he only lasted 2 years in Rome before fleeing back to Paris. During this time, Debussy lived a life of extravagance and didn't always make good decisions. He was associated with a lot of scandalous women during this time, married his first wife, Rosalie Texier, and then left her because he had fallen in love with Emma Bardac, an amateur singer. He and Emma would eventually marry, and they had a daughter named Claude Emma. At this point in his career, he was very famous. Debussy is often considered to be the greatest French composer. He was surly and disagreeable without many friends, and he preferred cats to people. He hated performing and conducting, even though he was a master at performing and conducting. His life was tragically cut short by cancer at the young age of 55. Thank you. Debussy was a composer during the end of the Romantic period and beginning of the modern period of music, but he was really one of the original impressionistic composers. The impressionist style of music was one that had dreamlike harmonies, ethereal melodies, lots of different textures, and created pictures and images in the minds of the listeners. Music from a lot of earlier periods was often very clear and precise sounding and followed specific rules. Debussy learned all those rules when he studied at the conservatory, but then he changed them up and invented new rules and new scales to build his music on. And the result is this music that sounds hazy, dreamy, blurry. Can you think of other words you might use to describe the sound of his music? Over the next couple of episodes, we'll be learning and listening to some of Debussy's most famous pieces. They're beautiful and unusual, and I think you'll enjoy digging into them with me. To hear the music from today's episode, in addition to other performances of some of Debussy's works, be sure to head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/53, and you'll find a link to a curated playlist that I put together for you on YouTube. And again, that's at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/53. Thanks so much for joining me today to learn about the life of Claude Debussy, and I look forward to continuing our journey through Debussy's music in 2 weeks on the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now!